you suppose the wise men were surprised when they finally reached their destination? Do you think they found the king that they were expecting? These men had diligently studied the prophecies of Israel about a king who was to come into the world to be its savior. They paid close attention to the signs of the times, and when the bright star appeared in the sky, they followed it to the town of Bethlehem, the town of the great King David. Whatever it was they were expecting, you can bet they were surprised to see this newborn king laying in a manger among the animals in the stable, and his parents not dressed in gold, but in the meager clothing that a carpenter could afford. When they came and found Jesus, their journey was over, but a new journey was upon them if they would choose to undertake it. This journey is an inward journey. It is a journey of faith. The Magi had to decide, even before they would offer their gifts to the newborn child, if they really believed that this was indeed the king they had heard about. Could this really be the Savior whom Israel's prophets foretold? Could this child truly be the mighty God? The wise men surely were thinking about the prophecies anew. They were beginning to realize that the king was not like any other king of the world. There was something different about this one. After all their searching for the great king and finding what they did not expect, they now had to decide what they would do. They give their gifts, but now they need to give themselves, because this is what the king asks for. He doesn't ask for earthly riches. He asks for much more. He asks for our lives. And this is the feast that we celebrate today, the feast of the Epiphany. Not the fact that the Magi found the newborn Jesus, but that they came to realize that he was much more than an earthly king. They came to realize that he is the mighty God and the Savior of the world. The Lord's birth brings light to a darkened humanity. Our God, who is hidden, reveals to us by becoming man. We need not be downcast any longer, for God has come to us. When we realize the grandeur of God coming to us, we cannot help but be filled with joy. This is what happened for the Magi. They were overcome with the knowledge of God's Son being born into the world, and the gifts that they give show their understanding of who this child is. Gold, a gift for a king. Frankincense, a gift only offered to God. And myrrh, a gift used for burials. Their gifts reflect their inward belief that this child is the King of Kings, the Son of God, and that by his death we will be saved. When they leave the newborn king, their lives have now been transformed. They now put themselves on a lower level because Jesus has taken the highest place in their lives. They would no longer live for themselves, but now live for him who came into the world to live and die for them. We too have the same experience as the Magi. As they had heard of this newborn king who was God and traveled to see him, we have heard of the same God about making himself present to us under the forms of bread and wine, and we have come here to see him. Just as Jesus Christ came into the world, born of the Virgin Mary, he continues to come to us in the Eucharist. This is just as significant as his coming in the flesh. This is a continuation of the mystery of Christmas. But do we take it for granted? Are we prepared to offer our gifts to Jesus just as the Magi did? And even more significantly, are we prepared to make that inward journey of faith? Giving ourselves to God and putting him in the first place in our lives. Our senses may sometimes make us doubt the reality of the Eucharist. Do you not think that it was the same for the Magi? Everything they experienced with their senses told them that this little child could not be the great king and mighty God. But they believed by faith, a faith which was informed by their studies and all rationality. Although all they saw was a child lying in a manger, they knew it was God. Although all we see is bread and wine, we know it is God. Jesus himself tells us that we must eat his flesh and drink his blood, or we do not have life within us. We believe that we receive at Mass not bread and wine, but the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, our Lord and God, because of our faith in him who promised he would be with us until the end of time. We have a decision to make when we come to Mass, just as the Magi had a decision to make when they went to Bethlehem. Will we believe in what God has revealed to us? If we believe it, if we believe that this bread and wine is not longer bread and wine after the prayers of consecration are made, then we must allow it to change our lives. As we receive Jesus Christ, our Lord and God, in the Eucharist today, let us ask him to enlighten our hearts so that we may have the faith strengthened by him who gives himself to us on this altar.